I believe I've seen you somewhere. Look like I've seen you. Where are you from?
Louisville.
I thought I'd seen your face somewhere.
I wasn't sure. But only God knows what's wrong with you as far as that's concerned. He knows, I don't. But God knows. Do you believe that He could make manifest His being and His deity here tonight? If He would you accept Jesus, the healer? Then, if the Word declares that where two or three are gathered, that's as small as the church, the three people, or even two, He'd be gathered with them. And if He's gathered with them in His resurrection, then He's gathered here tonight, He's resurrected from the dead. Then if He was then, so is He now. And if I talk to you like He talked to the woman at the well, then He would know just as He'd let me know where your trouble was. And in doing so, would you accept Him as your healer?
You would.
I believe you love Him. Your trouble's in your throat. You have a growth of some sort right on the inside of the throat, on the Adam's apple. Come here just a moment. Lord, who made the heavens and the earth and all things that in them is, we pray for our sister tonight, suffering here with these diseases of her body and affliction. Thou can make her well, Father. And I pray that in the name of Thy holy child, Jesus, at this very hour that You will heal her, may she return to Louisville happy, rejoicing, and never be bothered no more. For cursed be the devil. And we come with this assurance and this authority that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, whom I claim have seen twice, I pray that through His sovereign suffering and by His stripes that she was healed, and as her brother, I now take the initiative and say to Satan that he can't bind her any longer. She's come believing, and I rebuke Satan in Jesus Christ's name to come out of our sister. Now, as you go to your home, sister, go believing with all your heart. All that will leave you. Your infection, colitis, growth on your female trouble, it's all gone from you. You can go rejoicing and thank God. All right. Come, will you, ladies? Now, I suppose we are strangers. I don't think I've ever seen you. But God has known you since you were a baby, before you was a baby. You could never come on the earth if it hadn't been for God. Isn't that true? So I don't know you. But He knows you. He knows me. He knows all about both of us. Now, it's very hard, Christians. I want you to be in prayer. See, it's the Spirit all around. And usually, it was easier down to the other place because I had the patient to myself. But everywhere a human being is, there's Spirit. See? In spirit, no matter whether it's faith or whether it isn't, you still, down in the human heart, if you only know the sensitive that the Holy Spirit is, and it does make it very hard. Now, it won't, perhaps God will be merciful to you, lady, but if God will help me to see what is wrong with you, if it's sin, He'll tell it. If it's something you haven't done, He'll tell her. If you're standing here as a deceiver, you'll know about it in a few minutes. And probably it'll back you off the platform. But if you're standing here as a Christian and as a believer, which I believe you are a Christian, you'll be healed if you'll only believe what I've read from the Bible and what God will manifest the truth. Now, if Jesus is standing here, wearing the suit that He gave me, like the woman at the well, and talking like we are, He'd know your trouble, wouldn't He? just like he knowed her trouble. Now, as soon as she found he told what her trouble was, she recognized him as a prophet, and saying that she knew that Messiah was coming, and he said he was Messiah. Yours is a tumor. You have a tumor. And seriously, and it's a choking sort of a spirit. And that tumor is in your throat. The doctor's looks says it's in the gland, in the throat, on the throat gland. Is that the truth? Now, what was it? What is it? It's a gland. Oh, gland. Well, whatever it was, see, now what you heard me say, you heard my voice, but that wasn't me. The best I remember, a second or two ago, I was in either a doctor's office or a hospital, and you were being examined. And did the doctor have his hands up in this way or something there on the throat? Is that right? Is that the truth? Well, do you believe that Christ is here, the Son of God, who I'm trying to represent to you? You believe he'll help you be well? Come here. Almighty God, oh, to this poor little old mother, thou art near to help her, and I pray for divine mercy, Lord. And you know how I'd like to see her be made well, Lord. That would just make my heart so happy. But it's beyond my strength and power, and I pray for mercy. And now, Lord, forgive us of our trespasses, and pray that nothing will stand in our way now. And now, Lord, help me to challenge this enemy that's trying to take her life. Now, Satan, I ask in Jesus Christ's name, as I place before me, knowing that I have come in this challenge of faith, you're exposed here tonight at the platform. You think you can hide, but you can't. God knows you. And I'm as acting with all these others as his servant. And we're claiming tonight that Jesus Christ, the one that conquered you in all your powers and stripped you of everything you had, all fear, all your powers, is our Lord who's commissioned us to go into all the world and to lay hands on the sick and they would recover and to cast out devils. And thou art a devil, a choking spirit. Now I command you in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, with the authority of God's Word, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, a gift ministered by an angel. Come out of the woman. Let her go. In the name of Jesus, the Son of God, may you leave her. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice now and be happy. Let us hear what happens. All right, come. You're very lovely, be reverent. Just a moment, friends. Please, just be reverent with me and bear with me, if you will, as my Christian friend. It's hard to get bearing, you see. It's another world, you see. Sometimes I'm wondering if I'm standing in another place, looking at another vision. This is 2 weeks for me. Just a little bit weakens me very much. You shouldn't have to need anything else. You ought to believe God right now. But, lady, I suppose we are strangers, you and I. You know me? I don't... Where are you from here in the city? Ma'am? Toledo. Oh, you've seen me before. Oh, you've been healed before in our meeting? All right. That's fine. A dropsy, you say you had. In Battle Creek, Michigan. Well, that's when the Holy Spirit called me out of that big meeting and sent me to another place. You remember that? Where the place was packed and jammed. Yet the Holy Spirit stopped me right in the middle of that meeting and sent me over to another place. You heard what happened over there. He's just God. He just knows all things, does all things well. Now I want you to look on to me. Was you in the prayer line or was you out in the audience? Oh, it called you out in the audience and you were healed of dropsy. Here's a testimony while I'm resting you. The lady was sitting in the audience, I believe at Battle Creek, you said, and was called out in the audience, made well of dropsy. She had a test recently in the hospital, and the doctor says, it's clear, there's nothing of it no more. Sitting out in the audience, sitting out there just praying, just like you are now. See? Friend, surely you can believe. Now, far, sister, now let's reverently and see. Now, there's perhaps something else wrong with her. God knows, He knows, I don't. But He can tell, and maybe that'll help her, because it was probably told her what was wrong with her and what she had done or what to do or something or other, and that's why she's come tonight. Perhaps if she hadn't have told me that, he would have told me that. But she's told me that. Now, I don't know what he'll say, but I just want you to look and believe that you're in his presence. I'm his servant. You're my sister. And the only thing I know of you is just what you've told me now, and thousands of people, I would never know one another like that. But you're extremely nervous. And there's been something that's happened to you. Yeah, you've just come from a hospital. I've seen there to examine you something about your fingers or body. You're becoming real stiff. You can't shut your hands and your body being stiff. Is that right? They told you, I heard a tall, thin man wearing a doctor's coat said there was no cure for that. Isn't that true? As far as he knows, there's no cure, but there's a cure right now. That's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Hold up your hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be made well. May God of heaven rebuke the devil and make her well, that she can go back and start an old-fashioned revival in her city and be made well in Jesus' name. Now, close her hands up like this. That's it. Now, raise your feet up and down like this. You touched your body. There you are. Now, you can go off the platform rejoicing. Let's say thanks be to God. Very incurable nerve condition that paralyzes the nerves, body, and everything, and she stands like this, and her hands are just drawn like that when she's standing here. There she is going down. She moves her hands up and down, picking her feet up. The Lord is good, isn't He? Now she'll get all right like she did the dropsy, and the doctor will tell her that it's all right. She'll be all right. Isn't He wonderful? All right, is this the lady here? How do you do, lady? I suppose you and I are strangers. We've never met. If we have, I don't know you. But if I could help you, I'd do it. I can only tell you what Jesus said. This is the Word of God first. And then that's to the world, to the nation, to every individual. You believe that? But now, if I am His servant, then His Word would come through His servants, seers, prophets, or whatever you want to call them. That would be secondarily to the individual. Is that right? Now, see, this is His Word for the world. But then He has set the church apostles, prophets, gifts of healing, speaking with tongues, interpretation of tongues, and all different kinds of gifts. Is that right? You believe that? And God has set them, then this is God's Word first, then my Word, if I be His servant, must compare with that Word. If it isn't, it's not true. So this is the truth. Always. Do you believe me to be His prophet? I mean that, His servant. A prophet means a preacher, see. Do you believe me to be His servant? With a seer. Now, you're leaving me now. It's the baby. The baby is seriously ill. I see the doctors, and the doctors, it's its stomach. And the doctors don't know what's the matter with that baby. Well, was that the truth, what it said? Just a minute. There was something it seemed. Now look at me again just a moment and believe me as God's prophet again. Aren't you some connection with Brother Rogers? I see him standing near you. Your lady, yours. You also need Jesus Christ as Savior. You're not a Christian then. That's the truth. Is the same Holy Spirit that was on Jesus Christ, you're in His presence now. Will you accept Him now as your Savior? Forsake all sin. Live for Him the rest of your life. You believe if I shall ask Him to lay hands on your baby, it'll get well? Come here. Our Heavenly Father, who raised up Jesus, the Son of God, from the dead, this darling little baby, Satan, has took a hold of it to take its life. But thou art more than a match for him. Now, Lord, this little mother gives her life to you. And she's got her arms around the very fruit of her womb. And I pray thee, God, that you'll let the baby be spared, that the mother now will raise it in the Christian home in the admiration of God. Now, upon the basis of her confession and accepting Christ as Savior, upon the authority of Jesus Christ at Calvary, who taken victory over Satan, and at His commission to His disciples to go into all the world, and a gift ministered by an angel 8 years ago, I now rebuke the devil that's bound this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of the child. Now, Mother, don't fear about the baby. Go on your road, rejoice, be happy. With all my heart, your baby will live and be all right. God bless you. God bless you. Go now and be baptized, confessing your sin, calling upon the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. All right. Everyone, Reverend, come, lady. You believe with all your heart, audience? Don't doubt. Have faith in God. Wasn't there a baby just healed here just now? Did it sit down right in here? No, I see a light hanging right here. It's over a little girl. That's the little girl. She's got heart trouble. I see a lot of sadness around there. The mother, lady there, fire, has been operated on. A cancer case. Many times in and out from the hospital. Lord Jesus, bless them. May they be well for your glory. Hear the prayer of your unprofitable servant. And I ask this, Lord, and rebuke the devil that he comes out from them. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Lady, you believe her? Come here just a minute. You believe me to be God's servant? you recognize that, that the feeling that you have now is not your brother standing here. It's his presence. You've got lots of trouble. There's a dark streak. You've been kept, something kept away from you. They won't tell you what's wrong with you. The doctors won't tell you. But the doctor has given you less than a year to live. But you are the heart condition. It's your heart. But just a minute, it left me now. Was that truth, what was said? Do you believe that God will heal you? Come here, Mother. Almighty God, who raised the Son of God from the grave, and He raised up to dwell among man. Oh, how we thank You. Your great power of attorney is sure tonight to manifest and to make well and to set at liberty those that are in captive. Now, Satan, You bound the woman. God's servants, the doctor, has done all they can do, but they can't touch her. But, oh God, You can. Turn her loose, Satan, in Jesus' name. Go out of the woman. I adjure thee by the living God that You depart from her, and she lives. Amen. You believe you're going to live now. All right. You shall live. Go on your road rejoicing, thanking God for His goodness. Be in prayer. Be thankful. Be grateful. You believe, sir, with all your heart? You believe that His presence is here to help you? It's not you, it's your baby. Your baby got heart trouble. Isn't that right? You're going to serve Him all your life? You are. God, I rebuke the heart trouble on this little infant baby. May it leave the child in the Jesus Christ name and go out from the little fella. And may he live for God's glory. Amen. Now, my brother, you believe that, don't you? All right, you shall have just what you believe. God be with you and help you. All right, come, my sister. You believe with all your heart? You believe that He'd make you well? Have faith now in God. Now, be reverent, audience. You can class me a fanatic if you wish to. That's between you. But I want you to walk right here, lady. Stand there just a moment. You have a stomach trouble, don't you, lady? Yeah. The peptic condition, nervous, causes stomach ulcerate. Isn't that true? This lady here has the same thing. Stomach conditions. Now, demons are trying to pull one from another. Health. If you'd only know what the other world, you only look at the outside. It's another world. And in there, here's where this contact is made. If you believe, stand up, lady. You accept your healing? You accept your healing? Almighty God, make them well. Now is Satan, who cannot hide. He thought he would get by with that. But you're here to call his hand on those things. And thou hast promised it. And now, as your servant, standing in between this channel of spirit, moving one to the other and calling for mercy, I now say to them, spirits of evil, come out of the women and lead them in Jesus Christ's name. Go from them both. God bless you. You can both go in peace. God's blessings be upon you both. Look, right at the same time it was pulling from you and it stopped already. You had stomach trouble also. Is that right? You can go home and eat what you want to now. It stopped on you. It's the same as it stopped on them. You can go and eat it. Have faith in God. Believe with all your heart. Come, lady. There it is again. Same thing, pulling from right here too. Lady sitting right there has stomach trouble. You have stomach trouble. You both accept your healing? God bless you. Just stand up and go home and be made well in Jesus Christ's name. All right. May the Lord make you every whit whole. God bless you, Mother. Let's say thanks be to God. All right. You, the lady. You want to get over that back trouble? Just go and thanking God, saying, I'm over it. God will make you well. You believe it? God bless her and grant this blessing. I pray and rebuke the enemy in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. God bless you, sister. Go rejoicing, happy. All right, come, lady. You believe? With all your heart. Your main thing is a nervous condition. Started a long time ago. Of course, you have stomach trouble and fluttering and so forth like that. Now, that's just pulling all through this feeling. I'm getting weak. And it just seems to me like the whole thing. I can't hardly detect where it's at now. But every person in here can be healed if you just believe. You must have faith in God. You must believe with all your heart. Come, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, who brought again Jesus from the dead, heal this our sister, making her completely well. I ask this blessing in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And now, Satan, come out of the woman. I adjure thee to leave her in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, at this time, sister, it's broken, gone from you. See? I just believe with all your heart. It all right. See? Now, don't doubt. If you do, it'll come back again. The Bible said, go ye and how much? Sin. What is sin? Unbelief. God in His sovereign mercy standing here doing what He's doing, and He, you know, friends, it has to come from God. If you go and disbelieve, I believe worse things that come up on you. Bring the child. Sir, your baby has kidney trouble. Very rare case. Can't be helped no other way but through God. You believe God will make it well? You believe if I will ask God that between now and in the morning, if you put a string around that baby, it'll shrink an inch or more. Do you believe that?
I rebuke the devil that's bound this baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, come out of him. I just frightened it. It's all right. Go measure the baby's stomach tonight. Tomorrow night, measure it. Bring me back the strain. All right. Come, lady. You believe with all your heart? I've seen a doctor appear right in here just a few minutes ago. A young light fellow taking a blood pressure, the high blood pressure. He had something on the heart. It's a heart trouble. You believe that God will make you well of it? If you can believe and accept it, God will grant it to you. You want to get over that nervousness? Look, sis. I want to ask you something just a minute. If I could do anything for you, that's the most horrible thing there is of anything else. You know, assurance of yourself, it gives you all kind of funny feelings. You have all kind of upset feelings, like you was going to lose your mind and everything. It bothers you real bad sometimes. It gets real bad and you get melancholy and have to go off and sit down. When you're walking on the streets, I see you. It gets on you there. Sometimes you have to go back home because it's bothering you so bad. I'm not reading your mind, but your life can't be hid now. At this time, the Holy Spirit gives me jurisdiction over every spirit, every one subject. Between you and I is a dark cloud floating like a breath. Many people's told you to get near yourself or get next to yourself, I believe it was. Forget about it. You can't do it. Because there's something at you all the time, haunting at you. Is that the truth? If by God's grace and God's power and the divine presence of Jesus Christ, if it'll leave you now, will you never permit it to come again? I want you to bow your head. I want the rest of you, if you don't want this same thing, it's cutting up. It's holding the girl around and around. Almighty God, as this young woman stands here, Satan determined to put her in the insane institution and let her butt her brains against the wall. But thou art here to deliver her, and this is that hour that she's watched for all along. Almighty God, help your poor servant that this girl is bound by this enemy, that she will be liberated this very hour. Thou demon, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, come out of the woman. Now here. Now you raise your head.
Oh,
gone from her.
Oh,
God bless you, lady. You go rejoice and happy and think about it no more. Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing, lady? You believe God will heal you that heart trouble? Then go off the platform saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You believe, lady? Believe God will take the kidney trouble away from you, back and make you well? You believe it? Say, I raise my hand, I accept Jesus as my healer.
Yes.
Lord, healer, I rebuke this devil.
Yes.
In Jesus Christ's name, may come out from her. Go on your road rejoicing and happy.
Hallelujah.
Let's say thanks be to God. Are you believing back there, way back? Are you believing way back in that way? There it is. That's him. Lady, you're here for somebody else, aren't you? You've got a friend. And that friend, you come out of the big knob country. I see the vision here in front of me. And that, it's a woman. And the woman was a Christian. She's backslid. Gone back on God. Become a dope addict. Is that right? Return to your home and lay your hands on her and call the name of Jesus Christ. If he's able to reveal it, you can do that. Hallelujah. You believe with all your heart? Is this okay? Brother Bosworth, come here a minute. I'm so weak and faint for you anymore. Come help me. Bow our heads a minute. Take my place a minute, will you, brother?
If one be prayerful, it's lots better when these things are happening for just one voice. Everyone pray with all your heart, but not audibly, so people can hear. I wonder how many here believe that as an evangelist, myself or anyone else, could invite 100 or 200 or 300 sinners.
Now, may I take just a moment here to explain something, if you will. A dead spirit. I don't know. I've got a group of doctor friends that's coming here Sunday night. I've been interviewed at Mayo Clinic twice. Doctors from around the world. In Africa, the whole African Medical Association gave me the right hand of fellowship and opened every hospital in South Africa to me. And they said, that's truly divine healing. They had me over there. Mr. Bosworth knows about it when we were there in Africa. That they said, Brother Branham, the woman had breakfast with him. He said, that's truly divine healing. So that's right. And I'm waiting for the night these meats get here. Maybe yet tonight. I see a man talking on his fingers to a man there. A little school up here in Washington, we have a state of notary public that 9 people from a deaf youth school, all 9 of them were talking here normally when they left the platform. And many times. Now, here's what does it. If you look this way, I can rest just a moment from ambitions, you see. Perhaps if a man had lost his hearing, now the doctor, he would look into the man's ears and examine, take an x-ray. Maybe there's a bone pinching that nerve. If there is, the doctor will move that bone and the man can hear again. The nerve will become energized. But did you know what? If he looks in there and says there's nothing can be done, just like was on this man here, because the nerve was dying in his ears. Now, if the nerve dies, it's just like here's something on my hand. I look close to everywhere in the balcony. What if I had a transparent band around my hand and shutting off the circulation? My hand would become blue. And the doctor would come and he'd look and say, well, I don't know, Brother Branham. Just the nerve is dead from right along here out. Now, the only thing a doctor can work on is what he can see or what he can feel. Is that right? We have 5 senses. See, taste, feel, smell, and hear. And the only two he works on now is what he can see or what he can feel. Well, if them nerves are dead, well, he might cut this finger off, he might put salve on it, he might do anything. It'll never get well until this band's moved. Is that right? Then when the band's moved, then circulation automatically takes place. Is that true? Well, what the Bible says, when the death spirit, is that right? Death spirit came out of the man, he could hear. Now, that's exactly what taken place just a few moments ago. When the death spirit left the man, he could hear it through a whisper. What taken place? You can't make a spirit go unless it's passed out. But when the spirit is gone from the thing, circulation takes place again, and the body becomes active. Do you see what I mean? But if the spirit, the death spirit, went out of the man, he could hear. Now, that's the way it was in the Bible. That's the way it is here tonight, just the same as it was then. That's the way it is here tonight. All right. Will you come to me? Now, if you come, sister, will you come believing with all your heart? You do. If God will reveal to me exactly, for a look at you. You put your hand on my shoulder here just a moment. I'm going to look at the audience. So it's not mental telepathy. If God will reveal what's wrong with you and show me of these now here exactly what's wrong with you, will you accept it? Will you accept your healing? He will. Now, may the Lord God grant it. Well, if he will, I can. If he doesn't, I can't. Yes, sir. You have diabetes. Isn't that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. I've seen the blood dripping. It looks kind of thin, white looking. You believe it will heal you, has healed you? God bless you, and God bless you. Go and receive in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say thanks be to God. All right. Now, lady, if you come, just come looking this way. Do you believe if God will reveal what's wrong with you, you'll accept your healing? You will? You want to deal with that heart trouble? You do? Raise up your hand. Say, I want to deal with heart trouble. You do? And go receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be made well. Let's say thanks be to God. Sir, about you, do you believe with all your heart? You do? You believe that God will make you well? Well, you've got stomach trouble and heart trouble, too, and you won't get well, don't you? Is that right? Go eat your supper. Jesus Christ makes you whole. All right? Believe with all your heart. Just have, that's what you do to have faith. That's what stimulates you to people. I thought you'd hold your hand up. All right. Come. Bow your head, let us pray together. Almighty God, who made heavens and earth, all things in them, is who made us. Lord, I pray that you'll be merciful to this woman. She's underprivileged to hear the gospel. Therefore, Lord, without any faith, without being able to hear maybe the message, I do not know, but this death spirit has her bound. I pray that you'll deliver her this very hour. And that it might be known that you're God, and we're your disciples, and we're your servants, and you've raised from the dead, and you're living among your people tonight. I pray that this death spirit come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. I keep your head bowed this morning. I please everyone with your head bowed just a moment. I don't want to distress you. Can you hear me? Hear me over here. Hear me over here. Thank you. All right, raise your hand. Here's her death trumpet. We got to take it out of here. She couldn't hear me first, but now she can hear me. Hear me now? Say amen. You hear me now? Say amen now. I love the law. Amen. God bless you. Now, the woman is yours. Everybody in the world is here. All right, come with me. Do you believe with all your heart? Would you like to eat supper? Enjoy your meals like you used to? You got a kidney trouble too, haven't you? Something wrong with your back. Is that true? That's true. And then you also got a peptic ulcer in your stomach, which is caused from a nervous condition. Is that right? That your food's sour, you're belted up and have stomach trouble. Is that true? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? You do? You've longed for a closer life with God, too, isn't that right? You profess a Christian, but you don't live like you should live to be a Christian. Isn't that true? That's right. And go tell God from this hour on your servant with all your heart, will you? Will you do it? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, go and be well and eat your supper. God bless you. Let's say thanks be to God. Amen. Lady, if God doesn't help you, you're going to die right away with a cancer, and you know that. Is that right? You believe he helps you right now? God bless you. Go and be made well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. God is here. All right, come, lady.
Hallelujah. Lord.
Anybody out there who can be healed if you just believe?
Praise God.
Do you believe? Oh, my, this is the way I like to feel the Holy Spirit settling on the people. If you just let yourself loose to God's blessings and His Spirit, I know it's strange to you. What's the matter, Reverend? You want to get over that sinus trouble you got? You're sitting there praying about it. How do I know you as a minister had sinus? What's the matter, Mother? Well, you think about your little girl sitting next to you, isn't that right? Hasn't she got balls or something breaking out with balls, isn't that right? Put your hand over on her. She's going to be well in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Holy Spirit's here, friend. True, all I ask you to do is believe. Have faith in God. Just believe with all your heart. Oh, isn't he lovely? Do you believe, lady, with all your heart? You have some sort of sinus trouble. Isn't that right? You have some kind of a kidney stone, too, the doctor said. Is that right? Here's another thing. I'm not reading your mind, and I'm not here to say anything to you, but you realize you're in the presence of a supernatural being. You're not living or living a life that you should satisfy with God. Isn't that right? You've gone away. You've been praying about that the last few days. Your sins are forgiven you now, and you're healed. Go on your road. God make you well. Amen. Let's say praise the Lord. No, I never forgive her sins. I've seen God did over. She accepted it standing right there. That's when God made her well. Amen. Come, lady. You believe you're healed if you walk off the platform? You believe it with all your heart? Will you accept it? I can't heal you, lady. It's up to you. Do you believe it? Come here. God be merciful to you. I pray, God, that you'll have mercy upon the woman, and may she go, and may you deal with her, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, come, sir. You don't get over taking an insulin that old diabetes can leave you. Is that what you want? All right, God bless you. Go on your road, rejoice, and say thank you to God. Do you love him? Say amen. Sure, we believe in you with all of our hearts. May the Lord God bless you. Come, lady. Did you believe that heart trouble left you when you crossed the platform? God bless you. Go on your road. Say, thanks be to God. Amen. I love him and I believe him. If you want to believe him, all right, that's up to you. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You'll give that prostate trouble sitting there, sir? Believe that God will make you well? Sitting back there in the second row, do you believe that God will make you well? You do? All right. Stand up and accept your healing, man. Stand up to your feet and say, I accept my healing. God bless you. Been nervous getting up, going back and forth at night. That'll stop now. Amen. Hallelujah. You won't get that hernia sitting on the end of the road, sir? You want to stand up on your feet then and say, I accept my healing for that hernia. God bless you. And you can go home and receive yours if you believe it. Thank you, Jesus, God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think, see, I'm sure sitting there, your collar back is rejoicing because that man's healed. You believe that? You don't have a prayer card, do you? You like to get over that hay fever you had? Would you? All right, you can stand up and get yours. All right, God bless you. You will be healed. Thanks be to God. Amen. Gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you're in His presence. And you hear the anointing of the Holy Ghost. How do you do, sir? I believe you're a good, sincere man. You love the Lord? You do. Say, you've been a soldier or something, you've been shot or hurt. Isn't that right? And that's in the right lung. And the doctors have put a plate in there, isn't it right? There's somebody standing by your side that I've seen before. It's a woman that was standing here a while ago. Your wife, wasn't it? Yes, sir, she was here just a few minutes ago. Something I recognized, a woman. She's standing by your side. There's some... Well, now, there's a spirit moving from this way. Move this way a little bit, brother. That's your brother and mother sitting right there. The mother, she has high blood pressure, gallstones. Yes, sir. God be merciful to you, mother, and make you well. What do you think of sitting on the end of the seat with epilepsy? Do you believe with all your heart that God will heal you? Stand up to your feet and accept it then. Amen. Let's say thanks be to God. God is standing here to make every one of you well. Go, brother. You're still got to bother you. It won't. Go accept Jesus Christ and go be made well. How many of you here want to be healed right now while the Holy Spirit's moving? We got a nice to say. I'm going to ask you something. I want you to put your hands over one another and let me pray. If God will cast out evil spirits from... How much more would our Lord Jesus Christ have to do to prove to you he's in this building? Moses is given two signs. He went and performed them one time before Israel, and they listened to him. If you believe me to be God's servant, you listen to me. Jesus Christ healed you 1,900 years ago when he died for you. He's right here, right now, in this building. His presence, the resurrected Lord Jesus, is right here, and every one of you can be healed. Only thing I ask you to do is be just deeply sincerely and see if God doesn't make you well. And I see God healing right on out from the building. I see a woman sitting there with a black hat on who had high blood pressure. She's just been made well. She's sitting next to a lady with a brown hat on. Or just made well, just then. Here's a lady over here with a female disorder. She's just made well. God's healing all out through the audience there. Oh, God, our Heavenly Father, we just thank Thee, our Lord, for all that You've done for us. Your great being is near, and You're near to make every one of the people well. And I pray Thee, dear Heavenly Father, that right at this moment, that You will take every person here into Your divine arms, and may all the buildings, may the fire of God begin to fall. May the power reach down and pick up the people and take them, Lord, and let them realize that this is the day of their visitation. This is the time that the Lord has set. This is the time of their healing. When the deep things come easy here, God spreading forth His arms over this audience tonight and showing signs and wonders. Well, God, I pray that You'll take all unbelief and skeptics. God, I ever demon of unbelief and all the formal and godly indifference and take this people and heal every one of them, Lord. Have mercy. Now as Your servant, I ask every unclean spirit that's in this room, as God's prophet, I ask every devil to be cast away from the people that they might go from here tonight free. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, and all that have everlasting life, hear the prayer of Your servant and grant this tonight through Jesus Christ, Thy Son. Now with your head bowed, set close, believe with all your heart. Come here, Brother Bosworth, just a moment. Every man and woman set tightly with God. Now I want you to repeat this prayer that I tell you. Now you repeat it. I'm going to repeat it, and you just pray it. I'm going to say it, and you repeat it. Surely, God, I know what takes to defeat Satan. If God has so confirmed it here tonight to prove to you the truth, and I see the end of that light hanging over this audience right now like a stream of cream looks like. I told you the truth, and God testified it's the truth. And while we're just a little bitty group of people sitting here together, why not let this whole group be healed tonight? Now you repeat this prayer right after me everywhere. Almighty God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, send Thy blessings upon Thy servant, for I am desperately in need. I have seen, I have heard the gospel, and I believe now, Lord. Help Thou my unbelief. And now for a long time, Satan has bound me. But I realize tonight that he has no legal rights to hold me. I am a Christian, and I claim my God-given privileges. And from right now on, I accept my healing. I'll go from this building glorifying You, standing on Your word, for I believe.